Diving into the water like a great mountain, Lord Bohr divided the middle of the ocean, and two high waves appeared as the arms of the ocean, which cried loudly as if praying to the Lord, "O Lord of all sacrifices, please do not cut me into two. Kindly give me protection." Purport. Even the great ocean was perturbed by the falling of the mountain-like body of the transcendental Bohr, and it appeared to be frightened as if death was imminent. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजाता सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तु ते तत्तकाञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानोऽस्तुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे हरे This section of Srimad Bhagavatam, currently Varahadeva section is going on, but day after tomorrow being the auspicious occasion of Gaur Purnima, so we'll do some Gaur Katha, we'll glorify Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So today I'm going to speak about the relationship between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his dear devotees, close associates, and also Mahaprabhu's mercy on the conditioned souls. So yesterday our Damodar Prabhu very brilliantly brought out so many lessons from the fourth chapter of Madhya Leela, Madhavendra Puri's section. So today I'll majorly discuss on the third chapter of Madhya Leela and little bit on the seventh chapter also. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Dyutam Chalayatam Asmi, means of all the cheats I am the gambling. So there are different people who cheat, and there are different cheating processes. So the best of all, the supreme of all is gambling. And because it is the supreme of all cheating processes, it represents Krishna. So Dyotam Chalayatam Asmi. So as the supreme, Krishna can be more deceitful than any other man. So if Krishna chooses to deceive some person, so no one can surpass him in his deceit, right? So Prabhupada says Krishna's greatness is not simply one-sided, it is all-sided, okay? Even it can go into the arenas of gambling and deceit and cheating also. So Krishna is the greatest cheat. So Krishna came in the form of small dwarf, small child, Vamandev, and then cheated Bali Maharaj. To what an extent, right? To that extent of just completely making him deprived of everything, right? Asking only three steps. Except Sukracharya, no one could expect what, no one even could imagine what this small boy is going to do. So he is Dyutam Chalayatam Asmi, he is the cheat, greatest of all cheats. So one thing we need to understand, is when Krishna cheats, the purpose is something very glorious. When Krishna came as Vamandev and cheated Bali Maharaj, it was not that Bali Maharaj was upset, he was extremely happy. In our recent Vidyapeeth retreat, Radhesham Prabhu, so he was giving a beautiful example. It's like there is a feast in the ashram and all the devotees are just sitting there and all the beautiful delicious items are being served. So for example, a gulab jamun is offered to each one, and only one gulab jamun, not more. Right? So yeah, he wanted to eat it, suddenly one hand comes out from behind and then takes that gulab jamun, right? And he starts eating. Right? How will you feel? You are so desirous of eating, right? Suddenly the person will feel bad, right? But if the hand is your spiritual master's hand, you will not feel bad. So the person will feel extremely happy. Of all the people, so my spiritual master took gulab jamun from me only. So he will be ecstatic. That's how Prabhuji was nicely explaining. So Bali Maharaj, although he was cheated and all his wealth is taken away, still he was happy because of everyone. So Krishna took out his time, came like a small dwarf brahmana and then took wealth from me. I got the privilege of offering all my wealth, everything in front of Krishna. So he was happy. So, and Krishna eventually became a doorkeeper in Sutala planet, right, when Bali Maharaj went there. So by cheating or by making one devotee just devoid of all his opulences and material wealth, so he is not losing anything. Krishna is not making him lose anything. So Krishna is giving him highest favor, right? So through cheating also, Krishna is displaying affection for his devotees. That is the theme of Krishna's cheating. Anyways, he is a cheater. Okay? He is a greatest cheater. So such greatest cheater can also be cheated. Right? So today we will discuss an incident from Chaitanya Leela where the Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya gets cheated royally by his devotees. Right? And even after knowing that he was cheated, so thoroughly, he couldn't do anything about it but just accept the cheating and then become a puppet in the hands of his devotees. So that is the extent to which Krishna reciprocates with his devotees. That is the love and affection. Right? So, Mahaprabhu took sannyas. In the Madhya Leela, there is a description. Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he wanted to go to Vrindavan. So he was traveling to Vrindavan. So on the way to Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu was in Premonmada. He was totally absorbed in the ecstasy of love of Krishna, and then he was thinking about Krishna, singing about Krishna. So he was not knowing any directions, whether he was going left or right or east or west. He was not even aware of that. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. He was ecstatic. He was just traveling. So Nityanand Prabhu, Chandrasekharacharya, then Mukunda, all of them followed Mahaprabhu. So on the way, whomever Mahaprabhu is seeing, so he is asking them to chant. Ye ye prabhu deke sei sei loka prema veshe hari bali khande dukkha shoka. So whomever Mahaprabhu met, so Mahaprabhu would request them to chant Hari Hari. And by chanting Hari Hari and by seeing Mahaprabhu chanting Hari Hari, all these people on the way, their unhappiness of material existence is diminished. Kande dukkha shoka. They forgot their material unhappiness. Right? So on the way there were some small cowherd boys, Gopabalakas. So Mahaprabhu met them and said, "You chant Hari Hari." Then they started chanting. So Mahaprabhu kept his lotus hand on their heads and said, "I have become successful by your chanting. Right? Krithartha karile mora suniya Harinam. So you made me hear Harinam and I became very fortunate by hearing holy name from you." So like that, Mahaprabhu was empowering everyone to chant, and then he is chanting, he is absorbed in his ecstasy and he was traveling. Now Nityanand Prabhu, he started his cheating business. Right? He came to this Gopabalakas, cowherd boys. So he told them confidentially, "So when Mahaprabhu asks you what is the way to Vrindavan, show him the path and the bank of Ganga." Hey, Vrindavana patha Prabhu puche na tomare, Ganga tira patha tabe dekhai batare. So when he asks you what is the way to Vrindavan, you show the path on the bank of Ganga, not Yamuna. It was Ganga. So misdirect Mahaprabhu. That is the instruction given by Nityanand Prabhu to these cohort boys. So they did so. Then later Nityanand Prabhu went to the Chandrasekharacharya and said, you go to Advaita Acharya's house and I will bring Mahaprabhu on the bank of Ganga at Shantipur. So Advaita Acharya has to stand there with a boat. It's like properly orchestrated cheating. So tricking Mahaprabhu, just falling, making him fall in the trap of Nityanand Prabhu. So he should stay there with a boat. So I will bring him there and Mahaprabhu will come to Shantipur. Meanwhile, you go to Navadvip and inform this news that Mahaprabhu is coming to Shantipur at Advaita Acharya's house. All the devotees there can come there. Sachimata also can come there and meet Mahaprabhu. So this is the whole plan orchestrated by Nityanand Prabhu. And Chandrasekhara Acharya, he has to leave all this excitement and then just to play the role of messenger. Sometimes we may be given the service of just being in the background and play the role of messenger only. So all the whole foreground events are managed by Nityanand Prabhu here. Alright. So now Nityanand Prabhu went in front of Mahaprabhu and asked him. Mahaprabhu asked him, where are you going? So Nityanand Prabhu said, I am going with you to Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu very innocently asked, how far is Vrindavan? We are almost there. See, this is Yamuna. He showed Ganga and said, this is Yamuna. Then Nityanand Prabhu was cheating Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu accepted that cheating and accepted Ganga, his foot wash, Ganga river, to be Yamuna. And then offered prayers to Ganga, thinking that that river is Yamuna. So he offered prayers and obeisances. Chidananda bhano sadananda suno paraprema patri drava brahma gatri aghanam lavitri jagat kshema dhatri pravitri kriyano vapur mitra putri. So he was glorifying Yamuna. You are Chidananda bhano. You are the blissful water, spiritual water. Right? Sadananda suno paraprema patri. You always give bliss to the son of Nanda Maharaj. Drava Brahma Gatri, your waters are composed of the waters of spiritual world. So that is the glory of Yamuna Devi. So Aghanam Lavitri, it can purify everyone of all sins. Jagat Kshema Dhatri, Yamuna can create great auspiciousness for the whole universe. Pavitri Kriyano Vapur Mitra Putri. So please purify us, O Yamuna Devi. Vapur Mitra Putri, you are the son of daughter of sun god, so you should purify us. So like that Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy, he was offering prayers to Ganga Devi, thinking that it is Yamuna. Now Advaita Acharya came there with a boat. Then Mahaprabhu very innocently asked, Tumita Acharya Gosai Thakkene Aila Ami Vrindavane Tumi Kimate Janila. Advaita Acharya, how did you come here to Vrindavan? How do you know that I am in Vrindavan? So he asked him innocently. Then Acharya kahe tumi yahan sei Vrindavan, mora bhagya ganga tire tomara agaman. So Acharya said, Advaita Acharya said, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. Because of my great fortune, you came on the bank of Ganga. Now Mahaprabhu came to his senses and then realized, so these people tricked me and I am on the bank of Ganga, not Yamuna. And I am near Shantipur, not Vrindavan. Okay? So I am misdirected. So Prabhu kahe Nityananda amare vanchila Ganga ke aniya more Yamuna kahila. So Mahaprabhu said, Nityananda Prabhu vanchila, he did vanchan. He did chel with me. Ganga ke aniya more Yamuna kahila. He showed me Ganga and said, this is Yamuna. Now Advaita Acharya Prabhu gives a purport to what Nityananda Prabhu did and then defeats Mahaprabhu in logic. Earlier he said, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. So Nityananda Prabhu is not wrong. And the river flowing here is Yamuna only, not Ganga. Because on the left side is, on the west side is Yamuna and the east side is Ganga. Because this, from here in this flow, so both rivers are just merging and then flowing together. So you are on this side, so this is Yamuna only. He said like that. And later he proposed, you are in Premavesha, you took sannyasa and then you were in ecstasy, so you better come to my home and then accept alms. I just cooked a palm full of rice at my home. You just come and eat it. Okay? I didn't make any elaborate arrangement for prasad. You just come and eat. So finally Mahaprabhu had to abide, and then he came to Advaitacharya's house. He was given a very nice reception, and then there was elaborate arrangement of prasad. So prasad dekhiya prabhura ananda antare. By seeing prasad, Mahaprabhu's heart filled with joy. Not with the desire that I have to eat all that, but his consciousness was ache annayai krishna ke karaya bhojan janma janma shire dharon tahara charan. If someone is offering such, you know, gorgeously cooked so many delicious items, such elaborate arrangement of bhoga, if someone can offer it to Krishna, ache annayai krishna ke karaya bhojan, if you can offer like that, janma janma shire dharon tahara charan, to such a devotee who offers to make such beautiful offerings to Krishna, his lotus feet I will keep on my head, life after life. So he was very happy that Krishna is worshipped so nicely. His happiness is that Krishna is offered such nice foodstuffs, not that I can eat all that. So that was Mahaprabhu's consciousness. Then Mahaprabhu said, just get two small banana leaves. So we will take very little quantity of vegetable and rice. So that was Mahaprabhu's desire. But the arrangement was so elaborate that there's a big banana leaf, right? So not the cut one, the full banana leaf. Okay, in those days it may be even bigger also. So like that, two big banana leaves are there, and there is a metal plate. Right? All these are filled with, you know, so many kilos of rice, and then you know, hundreds of preparations. So actually that metal plate was meant for Krishna, and these two big banana leaves are meant for Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu. So when Mahaprabhu asked, give me some little prasad, Mahaprasad, then Advaitacharya took them and forcefully made both of them sit in front of the two big banana leaves. Right, now start eating. Okay. Then Mahaprabhu said, Sanyasira bhaksha nahe upakaran, iha kahe kaite haya indriya varan. If I eat so much as a sannyasi, how can I control my senses? So I cannot eat so much. Then Advaitacharya says, give up your juggling words and eat. So here Advaitacharya is bossing over Nityanand Prabhu, Mahaprabhu. And earlier Nityanand Prabhu just totally misdirected him only. So they are bossing over the Lord. If you can't eat, you can leave the balance on the plate. Then Mahaprabhu is saying, Prabhu bale eta anna naribe kahite, sanyasira dharma nahe uchishta rakhite. I can't eat so much food. And it's not the duty of a sannyasi to leave remnants. I can't leave my juta for someone. Right? I can't eat that. Then Advaitacharya defeats him again. In Jagannath Puri, you eat 54 times in a day. And each time you eat hundreds of pots. Okay? You know how much you can eat. What three people can eat, you know, pet bharke, what three people can eat, it's not even one morsel for you. So now what I am offering is not even 5 morsels of food for you. So better eat. Okay, don't argue unnecessarily. Just begin eating and do not talk, he says. And the popular conversation, you know, between sweet exchange between Nityanand Prabhu and Advaitacharya, it's a very elaborate description in the third chapter. So finally, Mahaprabhu had to eat. And Mahaprabhu eats, he finishes half, and then Advaitacharya refills it. So like that, many times refilling happened, and Mahaprabhu ate a lot. Then after eating, Mahaprabhu was given, you know, some place to rest, and then Advaitacharya came to massage his feet. Then Mahaprabhu said, it's like getting too much. Bahuta nachayale tumi chada nachan. You made me dance so much, stop this, please, I can't dance anymore. So he said like that. So basically, here in this event, Mahaprabhu had such sweet, loving exchange with Advaitacharya Prabhu in eating prasad, and he met Haridas Thakur and other devotees there. And then later, all the Shantipur devotees would come there and meet Mahaprabhu. There was ecstatic dancing kirtan, right? And Sachimata would come. Okay, first time he would see her son taking sannyas, and then there were beautiful exchanges there. So all this, and the decision of Mahaprabhu staying at Jagannath Puri, that was taken at that point only, right, in Shantipur, when Mahaprabhu met Advaitacharya in Shantipur. So all these beautiful incidents took place only because of Nityanand Prabhu's cheating. So it began there. Nityanand Prabhu cheated and then brought Mahaprabhu there. And this whole beautiful incidents took place. So when Mahaprabhu was about to leave from Shantipur, he called everyone. Tumi sabha loka mora parama bandhava, ehi bhiksha magon more deha tumi sabha. So all of you are my parama bandhava. You are my most beloved intimate associates, relatives, friends. Right? So I am just asking you one bhiksha. Ehi bhiksha magon mora dehi tumi sabha. Give me. What is that? Ghare yara kara sada krishna sankirtan, krishna nama krishna katha, krishna aradhan. The bhiksha that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks from all these Shantipur devotees is, you just chant Krishna Nam, do Krishna Sankirtan, do Krishna Katha, do Krishna Aradhan. So these are the instructions or the bhiksha, alms that Mahaprabhu is begging from all the Shantipur devotees. Then Mahaprabhu has to leave. He proposed, no, I have to leave. Then all these devotees said, you stay for a few more days. Then Mahaprabhu stayed for a few more days and then he started leaving. Right? Then there was a tumultuous crying in Advaitacharya's house. Then still Mahaprabhu was leaving. Nirapekshaya Prabhu Shighra Chalila Kandite Kandite Acharya Paschata Chalila. Nirapeksha. Although all the hundreds of devotees are just flowing, you know, they were in tears of separation from Mahaprabhu, still Mahaprabhu Nirapeksha indifferently left all of them and then passed away. He just went towards Jagannath Puri indifferently. But Advaitacharya followed him. So Mahaprabhu here is indifferent because he was setting an example for the renounced order that he should not be affected by this, you know, relations. Right? That should not be destruction, you know, obstruction in his bhakti. So he was setting an example. So one should not stay close to them, close friends like that. So just some time back he said they are my parama bandhu, intimate associates. But he was showing nirapeksha, indifferent to those parama bandhus, closest associates. Then Advaitacharya was crying, but Mahaprabhu said, if you cry, who will pacify them? So go back and pacify them. Eta bali prabhu tare kari alingan, nivritti karaye kaila swachhandagaman. So by saying this, Mahaprabhu just embraced Advaitacharya and then just followed. Swachhandagaman. Swachhandagaman means he is independent, right? Without any anxiety, Mahaprabhu just left, right? So nirapeksha, indifferently, without any anxiety, Mahaprabhu left all his beloved intimate associates, Paramabandhu, and traveled towards Jagannath Puri. So one of the important reasons of this behavior of Mahaprabhu is compassion on the conditioned souls. We'll come to that theme in some time. So this is one event where a devotee cheated the Lord and sweet exchanges between the devotees and the Lord happened. And Mahaprabhu came out of those sweet exchanges and then went towards Jagannath Puri. Now, in the 7th chapter of Madhya Leela, there is another cheating episode where Mahaprabhu cheats his devotees. Right? Mahaprabhu stayed there, then he transformed Sarvabhum Bhattacharya in Jagannath Puri. And then one day he called all the devotees and then he held their hands in his hand and then humbly informed them. Toma sabha janiyami pranadhika kari pranachada yaya toma sabha chadi tena pari. So you are all pranadhika kari, you are all of you my devotees at Jagannath Puri, you are all more dear to me than my own prana, my own life. Right? I can leave my life prana very easily, but not all of you. Tumi sabha bandhu mora bandhu bandhu krutya kaile ihani mora jagannatha dekhaile. So why you are so dear to me? Because you brought me to Jagannath Puri and showed me Jagannath. So you are a real friend is one who brings you closer to Krishna. So you all did that. So you are my dear friends. Right? So eta sabha sthane mui magone kadane sabhe mili agna deha yabe dakshini. So I am asking you one bhiksha, one dan, one charity from all of you. What is that? Agna deha, give me permission. For what? Yabe Dakshini. I want to go for South India Yatra. I just need permission from you. I love you so much, but I want to leave you and then go to South India Yatra. Right? And I don't want any one of you to accompany me. Setu Bandha Haitayami Nasi Yavat Nila Chale Tumi Sabha Rahi Betavat. I'll go till Setu Bandha and come back. Till that time you be in Nila Chal only. Clear instruction. You don't come back, come with me. And what was the reason? Vishwarupa Siddhi Prapti Janena Sakala Dakshina Desha Uddharite Karena Echala. So Mahaprabhu presented the reason that my brother Vishwarupa, he took sannyas and then I don't know his whereabouts. I want to search him. So I am going to search my brother Vishwarupa. That's why I want to go to South India. So you don't accompany me. But Mahaprabhu's intention is what? Dakshina Desha Uddharite Karena Echala. So Chal is cheating. You know Hindi better than me. So Chal, he was doing Chal with his devotees just to do Dakshina Desa Uddharita, to deliver the people of South India. Right? So by hearing all this, Suniya Sabara Mane Haila Mahadukha Nishabda Haila Sabara Sukha Haila Mukha. So by hearing these words from Mahaprabhu's mouth, Nishabda Haila, everyone became silent. Mahadukha, they became very unhappy. Sabara Sukhaila Mukha, their faces became dry. Right? They were sullen faces. Now, Nityananda Prabhu is saying, Nityananda Prabhu kahe aiche kai chahaya, eka ki aibe tumi kei hasahaya. Aiche kai chahaya, how does it happen? Aisa kaisa ho sakta hai? How can you just go, leaving all of us alone? And you are saying, you are just leaving alone? Eka ki aibe tumi kei hasahaya. How can we tolerate this? Okay, we can't do sahan. We don't have the sahan. And he proposes that if you go alone, you will fall into the clutches of rogues and thieves. So better you carry one person with me. And then his proposal is, Dakshinera Tirthapada Amisa Bajani Amisanga Yai Prabhu Agna Deha Tumi. I know all the paths of Dakshina Desa. I can be with you. You take me along with you. So I know every path. Then Mahaprabhu replies. Now, in the next series of verses, Mahaprabhu finds fault with all his dear associates. He criticizes them. Right, one. Mahaprabhu kahe ami nartaka tumi sutradhar tumi yache nachautache nartana amar. Mahaprabhu is telling Nityananda Prabhu, ami nartaka, I am a dancer. Tumi sutradhar, you are pulling the wires. Right, I am just dancing according to your pulling of wires. Tumi yache nacho taiche nartana amar. Or the way you are making me dance, I am dancing. Sanyasa karaya ami chalaina vrindavan. Tumi amalaya aile advaita bhavan. After taking sannyas, I wanted to go to Vrindavan. And then you just took me to Advaita Bhavan. We discussed that. Neela chale asite pate bhangila mora dande. Tomasabar gadasnehe amara karya bhange. Neelachal Asitipade, on the way to Neelachal, Mahaprabhu's danda was broken by Nityananda Prabhu. That's another nice leela. Toma sabara gadha snehe amara karya bhanga. Because of your deep affection for me, my karya bhanga, work is getting interrupted. What is his work? His work of setting a beautiful example, right example for the renounced order to follow by following austerities and rules and regulations of sannyasa and preaching to the people. So that is getting disturbed by the sneha, gadha sneha of these devotees. Now he is blaming Jagannath. Jagannath chahe ama vishaya bhunjite yehi kahe sehi bhaye chahi ye karate. So Jagadanand Pandit, he wants me to do sense gratification. Although I am a sannyasi, he just gives me all kinds of sense gratification, and if he doesn't accept, if I don't accept, then he will not speak to me only. Kabhu yedi hara vakya kariye anyatha krodheti na dina more nahi kare katha. So if I do something different from what he says, krodheti na dina, 3 days he will go into manlila and then he doesn't speak to me. Nahi kare katha. Then he starts blaming Mukunda. Mukunda hayena dukhi dekhi sannyasa dharma tina bare sita snana bhumi teshayana. As a sannyasi, I have to sleep on the floor. and I have to take 3 times cold water bath. So by seeing all this, Mukunda gets bewildered and then Mukunda feels so unhappy. Antare dukhi Mukunda nahi kahe mukhe. Inside he feels so unhappiness, so much unhappiness, but he doesn't express it outside. But that is seen from his face only. Ihara dukha dekhi mora dviguna haye dukhe. Seeing his dukha, I undergo 2 times more dukha than him. Right, seeing his face. So this is the affection of Mukunda. Now next, Damodar Pandit. Amita sanyasi Damodara brahmachari sadarahe amar upara siksha dandadhari. I am a sannyasi and he is a brahmachari, Damodar brahmachari, and then siksha dandadhari, he takes the stick of strictness and then teaches me what is the social behavior and etiquette. So he becomes strict with me. Ihara age ami najani vyavahara. I don't know what is the vyavahar, proper behavior. So he teaches me all that. So Mahaprabhu, in the pretext of finding fault with the behavior of all these people, he is glorifying them. Kaviraj Goswami says, Mahaprabhu continues, Loka peksha nahi ihara Krishna kripa haite, ami loka peksha kabhu na parichadite. So what is the reason for this kind of behavior of these close associates of Mahaprabhu? Loka peksha nahi. They have no consideration for loka peksha, public opinion. They don't consider the opinion of public. Right? Why? Krishna kripa haite. They are so good recipients of Krishna's mercy, they are the objects of Krishna's mercy, that they don't have to care about the social behavior and social norms, public opinion. But ami loka peksha kabhu na pari chadite. Because I am a poor sannyasi, I can't leave loka peksha. I have to respect the social customs and behave properly. Set the right example of the renounced order. Right? So they want me to enjoy sense gratification. That is unethical. But I can't behave like that. I am a poor sannyasi. Iha sabaravasha prabhu haye ye gune dosharopa chhele kare guna aswadane. So again chel, one more chel Mahaprabhu is doing. Dosharopa chhele. He was dosha aropa. He is finding faults with them, okay, and blaming them. So in the pretext of blaming them, he is glorifying them. And he is tasting their good qualities. Dosha aropa chhele kare guna aswadane. He is tasting their good qualities by glorifying their intense love towards him. Right? So basically, devotees are very affectionate towards Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu is very conscious of etiquette, social public opinion. So he is putting forward so many accusations, but he is appreciating that intense love of all these devotees, right? And he is presenting as if he was offended by their intense love. So, but Mahaprabhu says here, as he is saying, these devotees place more importance on love for Krishna than social etiquette. So now here, devotees were in their ecstasy of Krishna consciousness by serving Mahaprabhu. But Krishna is conscious of this material world. Okay? And the conditioned souls living there. If I behave like this as a sannyasi, they will get bewildered. Okay? It's not a right example. And I have to deliver them. Okay? So that's why Mahaprabhu wants to behave properly and stay away from their loving affection. But he loves them so much. Mahaprabhu says, Kaviraj Goswami says, Chaitanyera bhakta vatsalya akathya katan apane vairagya dukha karena sahan. Chaitanyera bhakta vatsalya akathya katan. Indescribable. Mahaprabhu's vatsalya, affection towards his devotees, is indescribable. Right? It was so deep. So what he is doing is, apane vairagya dukha karena sahan. He accepted all unhappiness of vairagya, means sannyasi. He took the sannyas order of life, right? But whatever is accompanying that sannyas order, the austerities, he is tolerating them. And he is tolerating the, intense love of these people also. So these and these are contradictory. His sannyasi, rules and regulations of sannyasa and intense love and affection of his close devotees, these two are contradictory. Mahaprabhu is in the middle and then tolerating both. Right? Trying to please. Okay, and trying to escape, doing many things, and then he was tolerating all that. Gune doshodgara chale sabani shedhiya एकाकी भ्रमि बेना तीर्थ वैराग्य करिय. सो बाय फाइंडिंग फॉल्ट्स विद देम, ओके, इन द प्रिटेक्स्ट ऑफ फाइंडिंग फॉल्ट्स विद देम, ही ग्लोरिफाइड देम एंड निषेधीय एंड ही अबॉन्डेंट राइट, ही फॉरबेड देम फ्रॉम अकंपनिंग हिम फॉर द साउथ इंडिया यात्रा राइट. Alone he wanted to travel. But finally Nityananda Prabhu says, you take one more person, one person with you to assist you to carry your kamandalu and vastra etc. Then Mahaprabhu agrees and then accepts Kalakrishnadas. Right? So now we saw two pastimes where the Lord was cheated by his devotee, and that was a display of affection of his devotee on the Lord. And we also saw that the Lord cheated his devotees, and although he is cheating, he is displaying his affection towards his devotees. So such sweet exchanges were going on at the level of Mahaprabhu and his close associates. So in private, affection takes precedence, and in public, etiquette takes precedence. Right? Mahaprabhu is conscious of the public opinion. So these people are conscious of their private dealings with Mahaprabhu only. So this kind of push and pull is happening between Mahaprabhu and his devotees. Now, we cannot relate so much to that exchange. We can, at a distance, from a distance, we can appreciate only. But what all these devotees are feeling for Mahaprabhu, it's difficult for a struggling, conditioned soul to understand. But what a struggling, conditioned soul can understand or relate to is Mahaprabhu's mercy. Right? First, the conditioned soul has to recognize the merciful attitude of Mahaprabhu. Right? So, Mahaprabhu, to show his mercy towards all the conditioned souls, he is coming out of the loving, affectionate zone of his own devotees, right? And then he is coming out of Shantipur towards Jagannath Puri, he is coming out of Jagannath Puri towards South India Yatra, he is coming out of Navadvip to take sannyas. So he is coming out of the intimate association of his close devotees and then coming out to show some mercy to the conditioned souls. So in the 11th canto, this beautiful verse comes. Tyaktva sudushchida surepsita rajya lakshmim dharmishta aryavachasa yadagadaranyam maya mrugam daitaye psita manvadhavat vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. Tyaktva, he left. What all he left? Sudushchida surepsita rajya lakshmim. Sudushchida means it's very difficult to leave that, but he left all that. What all he left? Surepsita Rajya Lakshmi. So Mahaprabhu was the husband of the goddess of fortune, right? No ordinary woman can compare it to any attributes of this goddess of fortune. Mahaprabhu happens to be the husband of that goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Priya, Vishnu Priya. So he left all that. He left the household life. Right? And Surepsita means all the great demigods headed by Brahmaji also are desirous of a slight trace of mercy of goddess of fortune, and Mahaprabhu happens to be the husband of goddess of fortune and he left. Tyaktva sudushtyaja Surepsita Rajya Lakshmi. And Mahaprabhu lived in Navadvip for 24 years as a householder, and he enjoyed immense popularity. Right? A 20-year-old boy. And then he says, today night you will do Sankirtan, okay, and then attack Kaji. You know, thousands and thousands of people just came there. So who will have such kind of following at 20 years age, right? So Mahaprabhu has no dearth of followership, right? And he is directly the husband of goddess of fortune. He has very loving devotees and associates there. But he, Mahaprabhu left all that, right? He left Navadvip. Dharmishta Arya Vachasa Yadagadaranyam. Mahaprabhu himself is Dharmishta. He is the follower of greatest religious principles. Right? Dharmandu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. So he is definitely the follower of, he is the origin of Vedic principles also. Personification of Vedic principles. Right? But Arya Vachasa Yadagadaranyam. He gave importance to the words or the curse of a Brahman. So one day one Brahman wanted to enter into the assembly of Mahaprabhu and participate in the Kirtan, but he was not given entrance. So the next day he just broke his Brahman thread and then cursed Mahaprabhu. I curse you to that you will be devoid of all material happiness. Mahaprabhu accepted that curse, although he is not obliged to. So Dharmishta Arya Vachasa Yadagadaranyam, he just went into the forest, Jharkhand or other forests, to become a sannyasi. For what? Maya Mrugam Daita. Maya Mrugam is the conditioned soul who is searching after Maya, illusory enjoyment. Daita. Out of his great compassion towards that Maya Mrugam, Mahaprabhu left all these opulences in Navadvip and then went outside. Right? And also Ipsitam Anvadhavat. And he wanted to search his own beloved object of love, who is Shamsundar, Krishna. Two reasons. But what we can relate to is this reason. Maya Mrugam Daita. Right? So Mahaprabhu came out like that. So this magnanimous and most merciful feature of the Lord, this aspect of the Lord, is what a conditioned soul can relate to more than his rasic aspects, than the other rasic aspects of his personality. One chapter is dedicated to the internal reasons, confidential reasons of Mahaprabhu's appearance. And another chapter in Adilila is dedicated to the external reasons, right, like spreading yoga dharma and all that. So it's difficult to relate to the internal reasons. Right? Because we are in a different platform and they are in a different platform. So what we can relate to more is the merciful aspect, the external reasons. Right? So Mahaprabhu's mercy towards the Maya Mrugam or conditioned soul is making him come out of Navadvip from the loving association of his devotees. Right? Come out of Shantipur. Come out of this Jagannath Puri to go for South India Yatra. So although he is enjoying, you know, his loving company of his associates, still he wants to dedicate some time for the conditioned souls also. So when we are so much happy with our loving associates, it's difficult to think of people who are not bothered with us. Right? But still Mahaprabhu is so merciful even to the fallen conditioned souls, and he wants to give them also time and then deliver them also. So Mahaprabhu is so merciful. So there are 10 characteristics of Mahaprabhu's mercy. In the Madhyalila, 10th chapter, when Sarup Damodar Goswami meets Mahaprabhu first, he glorifies Mahaprabhu. This verse appears in Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka. Chandrodaya Nataka. So, he glorifies Mahaprabhu, the 10 aspects of his mercy. Helo dhunita khedaya vishadaya pronmeilada modaya samyak shastra vivadaya rasadaya chittarpiton madaya Shashvat Bhakti Vinodaya Samadaya Madhurya Maryadaya Sri Chaitanya Dayani Dheta Vadaya Bhuyada Mandodaya. These are 10 aspects of Mahaprabhu's mercy. One is Helo Dhunita Khedaya. Means very easily, Hela, very easily drives away all the material lamentation that is accompanying material desires. Helo Dhunita Khedaya. So Mahaprabhu's mercy drives away one's material lamentation. Vishadaya, it purifies everything. Pronmelad amodaya, third part is, awakens transcendental bliss. Transcendental bliss is in the hearts of every soul, but it is covered by Maya. But pronmelad amodaya, Mahaprabhu's mercy will awaken the transcendental bliss from the heart of the soul, who is now conditioned. Shamyak shastra vivadaya. There are so many literatures, Vedic literature, scriptures. There is vivad among them also. So it's very difficult to comprehend or reconcile the various descriptions of different shastras. But Mahaprabhu's mercy will solve all the contradictions. Shamyak shastra vivadaya. Right? He proposes achintya bheda bhittatva and then resolves all the contradictions of different shastras. Right? Shamyak shastra vivadaya rasadaya. Distributes the transcendental rasa, mellows. That is Mahaprabhu's mercy. Shamyak shastra vivadaya rasadaya chittarpita unmadaya. Chittarpita unmadaya means in the heart the jubilation is aroused because of Mahaprabhu's mercy. Chittarpita unmadaya. Then shashvat bhakti vinodaya. Shashvat means always, constantly. Bhakti vinodaya. Mahaprabhu's mercy will stimulate devotional service always. Samadaya, along with the joy of devotional service, along with the ecstasy of devotional service. Shashvat bhakti vinodaya samadaya madhurya maryadaya. And Mahaprabhu's mercy will glorify the limit of Madhurya, conjugal love. If we read the descriptions in the 8th chapter of Madhya Leela, where there is a discussion between Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, that is a glorification of the limit of conjugal love. Madhurya Maryadaya, Sri Chaitanya Dayanidhe Tavadaya, Bhuyat, let there be the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Hamandodaya, let there be great fortune, awakening of great fortune by the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So the 10 characteristics are there. So this Prabhupada, he explains the first characteristic little elaborately. Helo dhunita khedaya, driving away the material lamentation. Every living entity in this material world is morose, Prabhupada says, because he is always in want, he is always looking forward for something. He struggles for existence and he tries to minimize his miserable condition by squeezing out utmost enjoyment from matter, right? So from this material world only. And he is often not successful, never successful in his attempts to squeeze out material enjoyment from matter, material world, to mitigate his material miseries, right? But sometimes a fortunate soul can take shelter of Krishna, right, and accept devotional service. Then his material miseries will be mitigated. So that will happen by Mahaprabhu's mercy. Helo dhunita khedaya. One of the beautiful characteristics of Mahaprabhu, pure devotional service, is kleshakhani, mitigation of material miseries, right? And even Mahaprabhu's lotus feet is glorified in the 11th canto. Dheyam sada paribhavagnam abhishtadoham tirthaspadam shiva virinchinutam sharanyam bhrutyartiham pranatapala bhavadhipotam vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. In this verse also, dheyam sada paribhavagnam. Paribhavagnam means parabhav, means apman, means insult. So the conditioned soul in this material world is insulted, defeated, right, embarrassed by the tribulations of this material world. Paribhavagnam, Mahaprabhu's mercy, his lotus feet's mercy, will save him from the insults of this material world. So it thoroughly embarrasses the soul in this material world, this material existence, and Mahaprabhu will bring the soul out of that embarrassment. Dheyam sada paribhavagnam. Even Rishabhdev also says, Parabhavastava Dabodajato Yavana Jignasata Atma Tattvam. Without knowing the Atma Tattva, so this conditioned soul in this material world is defeated. Right? He was embarrassed. So Mahaprabhu's mercy will bring him out of that embarrassing condition. Dheyam sada paribhavagnam abhishta doham. It fulfills desires. Tirthaspadam shiva virinchinutam charanyam. And this is charanyam. Mahaprabhu's lotus feet is the charanyam. It is the most worthy object of giving shelter. Tirthaspadam Shiva Virinchinutam, and it is even glorified by Shiva and Virinchi. And one more line comes. Bhrityartiham. Bhritya is the servant of Mahaprabhu. Who is the servant of Mahaprabhu? Every living entity. Bhrityartiham. When the living entity is entrapped in this material existence, his arti, okay, his suffering is taken away. Right? He will not be suffering material lamentation. That happens by Mahaprabhu's shelter. Pranata pala bhavabdi potam. Mahaprabhu maintains pranata, one who surrenders unto him. Bhavabdi potam. Mahaprabhu's lotus feet will deliver one from this ocean of material existence. That is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Right? Now, there are many aspects of Mahaprabhu's mercy. And the Mahaprabhu's mercy of Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, but mitigation of material miseries is discussed more, right? Why? Because conditioned soul can relate to it better, right? Helo dhunita khedaya paribhavagnam vrityartiham bhavapti potam. Then everyday morning we are singing also. Satatam janata bhavatapaharam paramartha parayana lokagatim navalehagaram jagattapaharam pranamami sachisuta gauravaram. So satatam janata bhavatapaharam. Mahaprabhu is constantly mitigating the miseries, threefold miseries of material existence. Right? Janata bhavatapaharam. Then jagattapaharam. He just mitigates the misery of this whole universe. So mitigation of mere material, mitigation of material miseries is not the only effect of Mahaprabhu's mercy, but it is highlighted several times because this aspect of mercy is more relevant for us, and we could relate to it better than the other aspects because we are in that condition. Right? Conditioned soul is immersed in a constant misery, and any proposal that says relief, right, he gets excited. Right? So Mahaprabhu's mercy, Mahaprabhu's bhakti towards Mahaprabhu is one of the aspects of that is mitigation of material miseries. But it doesn't stop there. One small aspect is mitigation of material misery. There is much more. Right? There is a lot. Even Ajamil episode also, when the discussion between Mahaprabhu, discussion between Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami happens, right? How do one come out of sinful reactions? That was the discussion, right? So, karma kanda is rejected, jnana kanda is rejected, finally bhakti is proposed. So it was given, what is that? Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayanaha agham dunvanti karsneena niharam eva bhaswara. So agham dhunvanti karsneena niharam eva bhaskara. Just like bhaskara, just sun rises and all the fog is vanquished. So similarly, all the sinful reactions are vanquished when bhakti arises. But mere vanquishing of sinful reactions is not the only effect of bhakti. When sun rises, fog diminishes. Is that the only effect? Is the only purpose of sun's rising? Many things will happen by sunrise. Right? Similarly, by bhakti, by Mahaprabhu's mercy, so many things will happen. Right? So one of them is mitigation of material miseries. But, so we get little people who are feeling so cold, they first look forward for, you know, sunrise, so that the fog or tendi will be diminished. So like that. So we are in that level. So basically the theme is, out of sheer compassion on conditioned souls, Mahaprabhu left his, not left, he just interrupted little bit the most intimate and loving company of his devotees at Navadvip and took sannyas, tektva sudhischaja. Then devotees at Shantipur and proceeded towards Jagannath Puri, Nirapeksha, Swachhanda, and even at Puri also, he just left them, don't accompany with me. So I will go for South India Yatra alone. Okay, if I follow social etiquettes there, you will feel unhappy. Right? And by seeing you unhappy, I will feel unhappy. And my preaching will stop. So better you be in Jagannath Puri and then I will go. Right? Dakshina Desa Uddharite Karena Yai Chala. He did chal with his devotees. So he is interrupting the love and affection of his intimate devotees to set a proper example of sannyasa and then to do preaching and then to deliver the conditioned souls. He is sparing some time. So why can't we interrupt our sense gratification to accept his compassion and reciprocate with his mercy? So this Gaur Purnima, we could offer a prayer that let me acknowledge Mahaprabhu's mercy and endeavor to accept it by following the devotional service little more seriously than I was doing. So we'll end here. Thank you all very much. Gatha Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hari Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.